This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to vote on Monday to urge Vice President Mike Pence to take steps to remove President Donald Trump from office after Mr. Trump's supporters' deadly storming of the Capitol building last week. Monday's vote is a last-ditch effort before the lawmakers make an attempt to impeach Mr. Trump for a second time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spelled out the plan in a letter to members on Sunday evening. It comes as Washington struggles to decide what to do about the Republican president in the final 10 days before Democratic President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in on January 20th. A top military officer told lawmakers that officials have opened at least 25 domestic terrorism investigations into Wednesday's assault on the Capitol. That's according to a House Democrat. Five people died in the rampage through the seat of government after Mr. Trump delivered a fiery speech on Wednesday morning denouncing the November 3rd election results. Prosecutors have filed dozens of charges related to the attacks in federal and local courts. The FBI confirmed late on Sunday it had received over 40,000 digital media tips, including videos and photos from the public. Outgoing U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund told the Washington Post newspaper in an interview that the House of Representatives and Senate security officials had hamstrung his efforts to call in the National Guard ahead of Wednesday's assault on the Capitol. The Washington Post republished the report late Sunday. Sund said his supervisors were reluctant to take formal steps to put the National Guard on call, even as police intelligence suggested that the crowd President Donald Trump had invited to Washington last week to protest his defeat was probably going to become much larger than earlier demonstrations.